Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, Amy. So you're looking for a gentleman by the name of Dylan. Is that correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay. What happened? How'd you meet? What happened last time you guys hung out?
We met like everyone meets these days online. We were texting back and forth. We decided to meet up. And I mean, the date started a bit rocky, but we're both just a little shy. But it went great. But now he hasn't texted me, hasn't called me. And I've called him. Like, I've actually done, like, the 90s thing. Like, I've called him and left messages.
So there's nothing at all during the date that maybe you, no point where maybe you said something or did something or...
Okay, this is weird. We had barbecue. I love barbecue. Mm-hmm. And at some point, I started to, like, lick the sauce off of his fingers, like the barbecue sauce.
What?
But it was, like, hot. Like, it was sexy. Like, it wasn't, like, weird. I just hope he doesn't think I'm, like, a slob or something. But, like...
Okay, now we're literally nitpicking everything here.
Wait, was he eating it and he was like, this is really good, you should try it? Or did grab his hands and make eye contact with him, not say anything, and pop his fingers in your mouth?
There was definitely eye contact.
Uh-huh.
But it wasn't like that. It was like we were both finished and it was like this sexy thing, you know? Like,
uh-huh. Oh, wait, I thought she was saying she was like licking her own fingers after she ate. You licked his?
Yeah, she licked his.
Okay.
All right, we're going to call him. We'll call him for you next, all right, Amy?
Hello?
Hi, is this Dylan?
Yeah, who's this?
Oh, my God, Dylan, I'm so sorry. This is Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9. I apologize that we're calling you so early in the morning. So we're calling from a radio station. Can I just explain to you, though, why we're calling? It's actually a good reason.
Wait, I'm sorry. Hold on a sec. I'm not fully awake. Who's this?
Okay, so we're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. It's Romero. There's three of us on the phone. Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. But a girl gave us your phone number, a girl that you know. She wanted us to call you and ask you out on a date. I know it sounds weird, but...
Okay.
Yeah. So here's the deal. The reason we're calling you is because if you say yes to a date, we will pay for any type of date that you want to do. So all you got to do is name the restaurant and tell us when you're free, and we'll reserve the restaurant. We'll pay for your food, the drinks, all that stuff. Everything to make it as comfortable as possible for you guys to just literally just get to know each other. And you won't have to worry about who's going to pay the bill or any of that weird stuff at the end.
Okay. I'm down.
Okay,
that's all I need, really. All right.
So listen, her name is... So you already went out with her once. Her name is Amy. You guys went out and had barbecue together?
Oh, God. Oh, boy. Yeah, that's a psycho.
She's a psycho?
Yeah. And of course she doesn't know why. Psycho would never know why she's being psycho.
Oh, God.
Okay, is it because she might know why? She licked your fingers. That's like it's because she was like trying to like do like a fun, sexy thing, you know? Like, I'm licking your fingers now. Who knows what I'll pop in my mouth later?
I mean, look, it was odd. But at the same time, yeah, it was kind of hot. That wasn't even the weirdest part, though.
What else did she do to you?
She gets up to go to the bathroom, leaves her phone, and all of a sudden, notification goes off.
Mm-hmm.
My Facebook profile pic is on her phone.
Huh? What?
Yeah.
What?
My profile pic from Facebook.
Yeah.
By the way, let's reiterate. This is our first date. Okay.
Okay.
She hasn't gone out.
It was
it's
like
already on her phone.
It was her lock screen picture.
Her lock screen picture was my profile pic.
What?
That's we can fix. That's not that big of a deal.
Are you serious? That's serial killer.
Okay, well, hold on. Amy's on the phone. Amy.
Oh.
What the heck?
Amy, can you explain why, for your first date with Dylan, his face was your lock screen picture?
Honestly, it's just something that, like, I do, like, to see if we're compatible, if, like, we look good together. I really don't understand what the big deal is. Like,
if you look good together?
Let me suck your fingers. Like, I don't know why it's weird to have your, like, you're hot. You're a good-looking guy. It's a hot picture. Like,
look, I'm flattered on some level, but for God's sake, like, pump the brakes, Amy.
Think about the people that you have as your lock screen. Romero, I'm sure you have some of your kids. I have, like, me and my niece. Melissa, you have your cats? I mean,
I do have my cats.
Right. Yeah, it's like people who you have a close relationship with.
Amy has Dylan, who she never met up until after the picture was on her phone.
I think people, if they see it, like my friends or my family, they just assume you're my boyfriend.
I don't think anybody's going to be like, hey, this is a guy that you've never met.
Right. What's his name?
Exactly. What's the big deal?
I don't know.
Isn't that where, like, things head anyway when you date someone? Like,
so is this something that you do whenever you go on a date with a guy? You just, like, put his picture up?
Something that I do to see, like, if I'm compatible with people.
That pause was too long.
It's not that big of a deal. Like, I'll change it. If you want, I'll change it.
How long before this date did you have this picture on your phone?
Only, like, when we started texting back and forth, like, every single day. That's
Which
when
was
I,
how?
I changed it.
This like, is, like,
a week, a couple weeks?
I would say it was, like, 2 weeks before the date.
2 weeks?
So wait a minute. Somebody had to have seen that and asked who it was.
Yeah.
And what did you say?
I said it's my boyfriend.
Oh,
Lord.
Oh,
my God.
Well, I'm not trying to have, like, her phone be like a vision board or some bullshit.
So, Dylan, would you, we just need a confirmation, yes or no, for another date with Amy?
No, hard pass. And please, take my picture off your phone. Put up a picture of, I don't know, cats, nephew, niece.
The second date update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
If you need a second date update, email us. GetUpCrew@Hot969Boston.com.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at Hot969Boston.com/help.